our society is set up that way, right? Like, it's nonstop. I remember when I became principal, because of the ones that, I always say we are who raises us professionally, right? Just like we're parents, our kids, they emulate what we do, you know, and it's the good, the bad, the ugly. And starting out, I was the same way, got there early, stayed late. And yeah, if there was one thing I would do differently, it would be exactly what you're talking about. Show the vulnerability of we don't have to work from sunup to sundown to still be effective. Because one of the things in that chapter, it talks about what would I do differently if I started my principalship today? And it sounds like what you were just talking about in chapter six would be what you would do differently.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, and honestly, you bring up a good point about vulnerability, and sometimes standing in front of a staff and setting your goals in front of a staff to say, here's what I'm working on this year. Like, I need to be in better health, so I'm going to run. And I want you to ask me about that. You know, my, my goal is to be home and have dinner with my wife 2 days a week. And I need one of y'all to hold me accountable. I don't care if it's the English teacher, the custodian, or my secretary. So like, sometimes just laying it on the line and saying to them, can you help me with this, is something that I would do differently as a principal. And then seeking joy in the job and not taking yourself, you know, too serious in it. But honestly, at the end of the day, my buddy Lance Gropel is the superintendent in Tyler. And he said, when you leave, they're not going to name the school after you. It's not the Bloomer Independent School District. And when you leave, they're going to pick someone else, and school's going to go on. School opened up this year.
Right.
Kids are there. They're doing well. Teachers are doing well. They won their first football game. We play Alamo Heights this week. So we're looking to get
this week in Alamo. Is it at the Mule Dome where is it?
We played at your place last week. Last year. So it's going to be in Northeast. I'm not sure. And you kind of talked about the detox needed in the job. I can't go to a football game yet. I'm not ready to go to a football game yet. And so I have to watch online. So it's one of those things that I'm not ready to go back and have people want to come up and say
hi.
I
know what you're talking about, because I did not go back. Because I also feel like it's giving the new leader the opportunity to establish themselves, you know. I went back. My AP had gotten a award, AP of the year. Yeah, and so I made it back for that. But that was in the spring. I was the same way.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I was like, I've got to give, you know, you just have to give give them their space.
It's
a
right.
new leader. And and they, it's not it's that it's leader. Bad. It's just different. And and you want them to be able it's to different. Establish themselves. So
I want them. I want her to be more successful than I was, because her success is the success of teachers and kids in the community.
Gosh.
And I still I still have a house a mile down the road from Churchill High School, and we'll keep it forever because we're proud Chargers.
Wow. That is amazing. So thinking about the best job you ever had, you talked about that, or there's a quote in here from Stuke. Okay. You have a lot of people quoted in this book that we have connections with.
Go ahead and quote them.
I know.
You're going to get a big head.
He's going to listen to this. All right, Stu, Dr. Guthrie.
Come on, Stu.
He talked about that when he got named the principal of Bush Middle School, that his first principalship, that you played a part of, of him getting that position, and you wanted his thoughts on the first 30 days. And so what did you talk? You talked about it being the best job you've ever had. I mean, tell us about that when you were giving him that information on being a principal, stepping into the role.
On being a principal, it's a very unique position because you're the only one. And so that makes it a very special position. There's multiple assistant principals, multiple secretaries, multiple teachers. So you're the only one. And you're trusted. You were picked. You were people interviewed, and you were selected. So that is something that I think is very important. But also that there's some humility that needs to be in that position, because in the book I also talk about my first year not being as successful as it could have been because I lacked a little bit of the humility that's needed to be the principal of a school. Like when you step in there, like. I thought all my ideas were great, and it wasn't a bad thing, but I thought all my ideas were great. Everybody would fall in line with that. That's not the case, because I had gone to a school that didn't need a lot. The school was rocking and rolling in the right spot. And sometimes leaders, especially getting their first principalship, just have to really realize with a little bit of that humility. And there's a, you know, a great Bible quote from this weekend that says, you know, those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something that is, you know, I needed a little bit of that, because like I thought I had all the answers. And sometimes I just went with what I thought instead of seeking input, seeking voice. And so as I'm giving first year leaders, early career leaders that insight, honestly, we tell everybody, just listen, just stop, sit back and watch, take notes. But we're doers and fixers. When we get those jobs, we want to come in and we see something, right. We want to fix it. And we have to realize that every single thing we do is brand new. From the tie you wear to the tie you don't wear, to the Adidas sneakers, to the suit that you wear, Right. Everything you do is new on that campus. And so you have to be really cognizant of that. And so I, as a leader, have had to learn to slow down. I, as a leader, have had to learn to talk quieter. I, as a leader, have learned to listen, to smile, because I'm a New Yorker. I'm on the move all the time.
You're on
I don't have time to wait. Like, I'm on a mission. Like, I got stuff to do.
I'm going from A to B. I got to get there.
Yes, let's go. And so people weren't used to that. And so really some of the stuff that I talked with Stu about, he's a great leader and he's rocking, mm-hmm. enrolling now in Alamo Heights at the junior school, and just mm-hmm. a fabulous leader and a great person for the job. And he's got a great head on his shoulders, but really just imploring people that this is a wonderful job. And it's a wonderful job as long as you allow it to be wonderful. There are people there, teachers that have been there for a long time. Lean into them. Listen to the long timers. And my friend Ginger McDaniel, who hopefully Ginger's listening. Ginger said, you need to interview every teacher that's been at that school longer than the oldest kid's been alive. And at a high school, that's 18 plus years. And so those people that have been at your school 20 years, they've got that corporate knowledge that they need to be able to share with you. And I had to listen. And one of the things I failed to do was I failed to seek consensus my first year. Now, year two, all the way up through year 12, we did one-on-one meetings with teachers. We did surveys. We sought input. We worked together to craft stuff. I came in and said, okay, here are my goals, not our goals. Like, the goals were great. You can't argue with having a strong PLC. But if you don't have any buy-in and input from the group as making it their goals, like, that's the input that I kind of had. So talking to Stu, I was like, let this job take care of you. 90 days in, then you can start making your tweaks. If there's anything that is bad for kids, fix it immediately.
Right.
But most of the schools that we go into, the ship's going in the right direction.
Exactly.
And so this job is great. And then the best thing that I would say to anybody, and this is the thing that I implored to Stu and I implored to everybody, you can't be a principal from your office. You can't lead from your office.
Amen.
The best part of the job is the hallways, the cafeteria, the band hall, the sidelines of the football game, the concert, the trips with the kids. And if we just principal from the office and kids don't know us and teachers never see us, the job will eat you for lunch. I call it the administrative quicksand. You will fall in it and you will be swallowed alive and you'll never get out of it. And so then all of a sudden, think about all those dominoes. Then all of a sudden we're not eating right. Then all of a sudden we're going home and you know what, we're staying up late or having a drink or doing stuff that we shouldn't do. And all of a sudden our health takes a toll. All of a sudden our pants don't fit. All of a sudden, like, what am I doing here?
You're like, what in the
world?
And
so honestly, let the job take care of you. And if you do that, that is the best job in the world. And the high school principal, by far, the best job I've ever had.
Okay, something you said really resonated with me, Todd, when you talked about get out there, make sure people know who you are. I will never forget the moment when we started school. You know, the pandemic was in full action, fall of 2020. Our district came back earlier than anyone else and they were rolling in. But the newest kiddos to our campus, they didn't know who I was because everything was virtual. I will never forget when I walked into a classroom and they go, oh, are you our sub for today?
Terrible.
It was the first graders because we had first graders. And I got with my music teacher because we had like virtual announcements at that time. I said, Mr. Henley, I need to be on the announcements every single morning. Mm-hmm. I need to be saying where people know who I am, because at that moment in time, we weren't able to be everywhere with everyone. But when you talk about that visibility, that is so very important.
2,500 students on my campus. I will venture to bet 99% of them could say who their principal was the last 6 years, because I made it a point to interact with kids, to talk with kids, to be in classrooms. And nothing bothered me more that when I walked into a classroom at any school I was at and the teacher turned and looked and said, can I help you? Because that's an indication that I'm not in that classroom enough. And I right. like, I'm only there for, to take a kid out, or I'm only there to give yeah. you information, not to be a part of the classroom. And so right. everybody at Churchill High School knew I was going to be in classrooms. I was going to be in the hallway. In fact, when I retired, the greatest gift in the whole wide world that I received was my name on a red bench. I received a plaque on a red bench because my mm-hmm. office was a red bench. And if you're ever at Churchill High School, you can find it and take a selfie and send it with me, because that would be awesome.
I love that. I love that. So as we just, man, you're such an inspiration, Todd. I mean, I'm thinking if well, I were so listening you. To you as a new administrator and just going into this work, you can tell that you were a coach at one time. You know that.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. So, I mean, if you
can, I share something. Can I share something out there?
Because
I think something. As we're piggybacking on something, you know, as we're talking about like leadership, and we're talking mm-hmm. about, you know, our mutual friend John Hines has a consulting business, and he's out helping, right. and you're the work that you're doing is pouring back into schools, and it's just so important. And I would implore anybody that's listening, you know, we have a moral obligation to give back to the younger leaders, because somebody pulled us along the way.
Yep.
You know, whether I was an assistant principal, a first year coach, I moved from New York to Houston, Texas when I was 22 years old, and I was a fish out of water, and an old coach named Charlie Wilson, and he was old then and he's old now. An old coach mm-hmm. named Charlie Wilson took me under his wing. And honestly, without him, I wouldn't be a principal. And he was a coach, a great coach,
wow.
but he showed me how to carry myself, and he showed me, you know, how to show up early and how to take care of business and all those type of things. And as a principal, you know, we have so many tasks and so many responsibilities. One of the things that we have to make sure that we're doing is building up that next level of people. And it is putting them in position to be successful. It is mm-hmm. coaching them to be successful. But it's also right. principals out there. It is also so important that you are reaching out to central office and sharing all the great things that your assistant principals are doing. At every December right. and every May, I sent a scorecard to my bosses and basically said, here's where I see these people. And I would actually put names to schools. And I thought, you know, they're going to look wow. at me and think like the gall of me. No, I was advocating for my people to where I thought mm-hmm. that they should be, because they were ready to be leaders. Because put a great principal in every school and that school's got an opportunity to be successful. Put a poor principal in a school and that school is going to be unsuccessful because of poor leadership. And so one of the things that I'm starting to do that I would love a chance just to be able to PR since we're on here is this summer after retirement, I drove Uber because I waited for my TRS check and I drove Uber. It was a ton of fun. And so it got me thinking, what about coaching like Uber? Okay. Right. Think of the Uber concept. Tonight is September 3rd. When this episode drops, the weekend would have already played in San Antonio. They're at the Alamo Dome on September 3rd, which is tonight. Okay. When I just looked at my Uber app, like it is off the charts, and you may not want to drive down there because it costs $60 to park. So you take an Uber down there and you may not Uber again for 6 months. Okay. But you use it when you can. So I have opened up a coaching business that is very similar to Uber in concept. Okay. When you need coaching, and sometimes it's not, I don't need a 6 month contract that's going to cost the district $8,000 or $10,000, because I don't have that.
Right.
I just need a thought partner. I need someone to help me through a project. I need guidance on applying for a job. You hit up Todd Blumer like you would hit up an Uber. We take care of it. And then you hit me up again in a week, 6 months, or never again. And so one of the things that I would love to share, and I'll share with you, and maybe you could put it in show notes or help me promote it.
Yeah.
I've got a flyer. And I've actually got four clients now that I use on a pretty regular basis, Uber or DoorDash for coaching, phone calls, Zooms, text messages, emails, those kind of things. And it's when they need it. So yeah, it's kind of a cool, there's nobody out there. It's kind of a niche that I'm working into, but it goes back to my point. It's providing a service back to people that ultimately at the end of the day can benefit a school. We have good leadership, great teachers, great students, great parents, great community, and public ed needs that more than ever.
Wow.
Thank you for letting me share that.
Of course. I love that concept. Just right in time, what you need.
What you need.
So where can people find out more information about that, Todd?
So you know, I have a website. So the website is toddmbloomer.com.
Okay.
TikTok and Instagram are my two jams right now. Someone asked me the other day, you know, what do you like to do in retirement? I like to run in the morning and make TikTok videos in the evenings. And so I would have never thought I would have said that. So you can follow me at Todd_Bloomer_author, okay, because it's also a TikTok and Instagram. And I post on there every day, and I post a video, a motivational message each day, and talk a little bit about the book, talk about running, talk about life. Also kind of highlight some stuff there. Really those are two of the best ways to be able to connect. And then we set up a conversation and kind of go from there. So it's kind of exciting. It's uncharted territory.
Right. And don't you love the flexibility? I mean,
I do.
You know, canvas, you have an open canvas to develop and do, what you want.
Thank you.
Supporting the Lord's work, supporting public ed, private ed, and just leaders, people who want to lead. So if people want to find your book, Todd, where can they find that? On your website? Is it posted on Amazon?
Yes. Both places. So you can go to Amazon is the easiest. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you'd search Todd M. Bloomer, the blueprint, and you could get it the next day or something. If you wanted an autographed copy, you could go out to ToddMBloomer.com and you could submit and I could send you one out. It takes a little bit longer because I got to autograph it. I got to go find a post office. I got to mail. It's a total 21st century problem that we have there.
Yeah.
But I would autograph it. It's out in about a week. Snail mail to get out in about a week. So either of those are great options to be able to have. And so Amazon's quickest.
Amazon, yeah, but there's something about getting that autograph, because you know that's exactly what I have right here. Got my autograph, Todd.
Love it.
That you did for me when I very first met you. I just have to tell you what an honor it's been to have you. Just to share your message with leaders around the country that maybe are just tipping their toes into leadership, or who have been in leadership for a while and just needed that, you know, inspiration, that permission to take care of themselves. Because I'm telling you, that does not always, that's not the first thing that a lot of administrators hear from people that they work with. Mm-mm.
And it's because, like you said, we learn by who raises us. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the people that we served under were those workhorses and stuff. And so it's, you know, one of those things. You know, as we kind of get ready and we end, you know, it's leadership is just so important. It's so important that you have this platform, and so important that you're giving people voice to be able to talk about leadership and really amplifying the voice of people. You know, there's so many people out there, and I would really strongly encourage principals that are out there. Everybody's got a story to tell, and you may be thinking, what do I got to tell? You know, but yes, if you are sitting in a chair right now, you have something that me and you don't have. We're no longer sitting in a chair. We are not on a campus anymore. Right. And so you have the day-to-day stuff that I still pick people's brains about. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you dealing with? How is the cell phone bill going in public ed? What is this looking like? I don't have that anymore. And that's a superpower that you can have. And so if you feel like you got a story inside of you, share it. Because people out there resonate with these stories, and being vulnerable, you know, stepping out there with social media or a video, you know, it might inspire somebody, it might connect you with somebody that you have. And so I thank you for allowing me to be on, but I thank you for hosting the platform to be able to allow people to share and allow people to connect and allow people to learn.
Well, I thank you for taking the time to do this at the very end of the day, after you've already spent time in your second chapter, I'm going to call it. You know, the work we do is so important. Our democracy depends on an educated populace, and leaders are the one that are the ones leading that. And so thank you for your service. Thank you for your work. And thank you for continuing to share the message. And most importantly, we appreciate you being a part of Love, Sweat, and Tears. So thank you, Todd.
Have a great week. Go be great today.
Yeah.